somebody wants to sleep during my homilies, okay, I don't mind. Just don't snore too loudly. Okay, today we are celebrating the Feast of the Epiphany of the Lord. And as Father Esteban said, we are celebrating the manifestation of Jesus, who came not only for a small group of people, but came for all of us, all men and women with open heart, open mind, who want to receive his love and his mercy. And in the gospel of today, we see how these three wise men, or Magi, or King, we even call them, came looking for him, to adore him, to present to him gifts of incense, gold, and myrrh. And what is interesting is that the star that was leading them to where Jesus was, I don't know if you remember one proverb that says that not everything that shines or glitters is gold. You remember that proverb maybe? Maybe the ones that are young like me, you will remember. And in our day, there are many ways in which we can be deceived and for things that may be shiny or attractive, but they are not the real ones. And in the gospel, we see how the three wise men, the three magi, they follow the star. But there also was King Herod, who was following a different kind of a star. You see, the star that the magi were following was the star that led them to Jesus, so that they were able to travel together, to be together, to help one another. And also, that the star gave light to them so that they really go to Jesus. However, in the other hand is King Herod. And King Herod was following a different kind of star. I don't know if you have heard about King Herod. He not only killed the holy innocents, the children, but he also killed one of his 10 wives, 3 of his 14 children, 2 brothers-in-law, and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, Herod was somebody who was following or who was really attracted by power, by money, by authority. And any time that he felt or he sensed that somebody wanted to take away from him that power, he will kill him or her, no matter who he or she was. Because he was really following a kind of a star that maybe was shiny and attractive, but was not the real one. The real one was the one that guided and appeared to the Magi and led them to Jesus. That's why, even though sometimes, I mean, they were traveling together, but they were able to talk to each other, to help each other. And for us, also today, we can ask ourselves, we are just at the beginning of a new year. During this coming year, what kind of a star do we want to follow? Do we want to follow really the star, the light of Jesus, who invites us to love one another, to help one another, to be merciful? Or do we want during this coming year to follow the star of King Herod, which is a star of selfishness, a star of power? And here I'm not saying that we shouldn't be studying hard, working hard, that we shouldn't try really to be the best every day in our lives. No, we should do that because God has given us gifts. God has given us a lot of qualities that we need to share. But the problem is, and the danger is, when we forget, or we might forget, like King Herod, that everything that we have, everything that we are, is coming from God. It's a gift from God. And that's why we should put them into practice and be the best that we can be, but never forgetting that it's coming from Him. And we belong to Him, and we will come back to Him. King Herod died long, long time ago. His kingdom was destroyed, was divided. right? He was no eternal. Only God, only Jesus is eternal. And the more we follow his star, the more we feel and are attracted to serve one another, the more he is in our hearts and in our families. At the beginning of this year, let us pray, ask God to give us an open heart, an open mind, so that we really will follow that star that shines, that glitters, but that is the real star of Jesus, who came not only for a few, but for all of us, for all the ones who have an open mind, an open heart, so that we'll accept his message and receive him as our King.